every boy who touched me or ever tried to fuck me. I used to be so frantic at home alone on weekends, television by myself, waiting for the phone, feeling ugly. Have you ever been so lonely that it makes you wanna die? Have you ever been so lonely that it makes you wanna die?
Check one, two. Check three, four. Check three, four.
Breaking up is no longer an option. Resonating in my head, my favorite thing she ever said to me.
Check five, six.
Muchas gracias, listeners. This is loud, and it sounds good. This mic sounds great. That channel is clearly superior.
Hello, there we go.
Clearly better than this one or this one.
Hmm.
Everything about this mic sounds better than it ever has for me.
I don't know why you said muchas gracias. Start the show. Strange.
Because I signed a casket to a Hispanic person.
You can do with that what you will, everybody. We've spent the last, what have we been doing there for the last 30 minutes?
More than 30 minutes, probably, signing one of the greater investments I've heard of humankind ever making.
Cheap.
I'm talking about, I'm glad the TV's on behind us for the first time ever.
That's good. I could probably figure out how to turn that off.
Very annoying. But then again, what in life is not annoying, right? Traffic coming over here was a treat.
It was a right delight.
That woman that's sitting next to Conan looks like Dr. Drew's wife.
No one can see what you're talking about.
Okay. But now that I look at her again, she looks nothing like that. Good move. Good move, tampon. I like to throw that one out.
What have I missed? What did I miss?
Well, we ran through some very fascinating things. I wanted to bring up that it was I suggested that we recreate downtown debacle, but 2/3 of us didn't want to do it.
Well, it's a matter of time, Michael. It's a matter of time. Lacking thereof. If I never see another coffin until I'm dead, I'm happy.
You won't see that one.
Not a fan of coffins any longer. I'm never going to look at coffins the same. Ever. Hey, I'd like to begin the program by thanking the 19 individuals, actually 18, because somebody bought two.
Somebody double dipped.
Somebody
bought two
doubles, so that's four. Yeah.
I'd like
Jonathan?
To say fuck you to the 19th person that didn't buy.
Wow, you're too loud. I got to go turn you down.
Wait, are you saying that one of them didn't sell?
Yes, there's one out there.
Oh, are you serious?
Floating in the wind.
Oh, so we maximized capacity. We made just the right amount.
No, we made one too many.
But I mean, we're close. We were close, right?
Yes, we were close. How's this, Anderson? Does it sound better? I'm on two.
I'm on to you. That sounded really.
But so the plan was to get here at 7 o'clock and start making some of the replica coffins that people had requested.
I didn't get here till 8.
And I did not get here till 8:10. So
I was here at 7, the time that we all agreed upon.
Well,
good job.
We agreed to try.
So, yes, thank you, everybody. I wish I had names in front of me, but I'm very disorganized. And I'll be shocked if all of you actually get your coffins. But we'll make good. Don't
surprised.
Worry.
Why would you be shocked? The U.S. Postal Service somehow manages to pull through on stuff like that.
I've realized anything over 7 is my limit. If there's like more than 7 things that I'm trying to keep track of, I have a very hard time. And I've come up with
Kids are in your group at
number
camp?
Of systems. Oh, yeah, that's bad. That's
how many?
Like 11, 12. Hey, one of my campers is coming in tonight.
What?
Really?
Yeah, Chewy. He's not allowed to be here. He's not allowed to hang out with me outside of camp, but I'm breaking rules. He's a giant fan of Linkin Park and Chester Bennington, who's in the other room right now. He's looking at the show and shaking his head. Chester Bennington is.
Uh-huh. God forbid we had him sign one of these.
Chester, he would. Chester's the best. He's a really cool guy. Anyways, guys, what's up? This is going to be an abbreviated show, abbreviated program. I do have at least one story that I got to get off my chest.
Let's do it. Lay it on us.
But what's going on with you guys? What's the haps?
Went to the Avocado Festival a couple days ago. Non-eventful. Don't need to mention it. Don't need to bring it up. Went to 3 days at Disneyland through over 5 days. Mm-hmm. Three trips to Disneyland over 5 days. Car show adventures. Same old stuff at the car show. I did take a photograph of a woman on her knees.
Whoa.
Trying to help a guy do something inside of a very expensive Mercedes. And the minute I took the picture, many people saw and kind of tried to do something about it. Like, whoa, not cool or something. And I just like briskly walked away, posted it.
Wait, what were they doing in the car?
There was a guy who clearly had some bread and had purchased expensive AMG Mercedes before because they all kissed his ass. And he was sitting in the new car. And the woman wanted to show him where some controls are. So she got on her knees. And the door closed on her, so all you saw were her shapely legs with heels.
Shapely legs.
Yeah.
Didn't need that detail. What is it about candy corn that makes me feel like a...
That you're eating healthy?
No.
It's disgusting, man. Candy corn is gross.
Doesn't make me feel like I'm eating healthy at all.
The first one tastes okay. It's like those big orange peanuts.
Are horrible.
No, the first one tastes
never good.
When you want a sugar rush, the first one's good.
No.
All right. So... Lots of talk. First of all, have you guys seen Gravity?
Yep.
No.
Oh, my God. All right.
No.
That'll be discussed at length on the Film Vault. I'd like to thank Jonathan Keene, for buying not one, not two, but four mini coffins. He actually also asked if Reggie would be inside any of them. That's very hurtful to Reggie if he's listening. He's small, but he's not that small. So let's get off of making fun of
He'd have too
Reg.
Much room.
All right. I have learned my lesson, even though I'm going to continue to do this, guys. But listening to funny podcasts... While working out in the gym?
Yeah.
It's not good.
That's why you should listen to ours.
I was not listening to ours, but there was an incident at the gym because I was listening to a podcast and I was snickering and laughing. So I'm going to set the scene for you, okay? I'm sitting down on a workout bench. I kind of like working out a lot. It's a lot of fun. Why are you pointing at me?
You're supposed to sign those.
Stop it? Okay. I can't do two things at once.
Do 7 things.
So I wasn't even going to go to the gym, but I was like a little hungover, and I've been relapsing on smokes back and forth, you know, like a day off, day on, day off, and I hate
How do you do the day off? I don't understand
Just do the gum and the e-cig, you know. I'm embarrassed to be smoking. I hate it. I really do, but it's so much fun. So I'm not letting myself buy my own brand. I'm just buying like Marlboro Blacks are cheap. And I like they look cool.
I like
saying I'll take a pack of Marlboro Blacks.
You're now the guy that you go in and
says, it's Marlboro African American.
Whatever's $1.80 can buy in the liquor at the 7-Eleven.
They got some of those. Those are really. No,
there's
I've never
no guitar. There's no.
Chesterfields.
So I was on a smoking day and I was wearing my hoodie, which is like the skeleton hoodie. You know that hoodie I got? So I just throw that on and I drag myself to the gym because I've learned that sometimes if you're hungover, you can sometimes work it out of your system. Other times it makes you feel worse. So I rolled the dice, went to the gym, felt good about myself, went on a lunch hour, which is always bad because there's a bunch of fucks in there. And I'm listening to, I was listening to little Billy Boy Burr over there. Mm-hmm. He was making me chuckle.
Old Billy Redface.
William Burr.
Old Billy Redface.
William T. Burr the second.
Bilbo Faggins, as they call him. They do. And he wasn't talking about sports or football. He wasn't breaking down the offensive line. So it was actually kind of funny what he was – I can't remember what he was saying. But it made me audibly laugh a little bit, like a little chuckle. And then I looked up, and there's this woman –
Telling her husband she's got ovarian cancer?
In her 40s probably. But she's still, you know, keeping it in shape. She's got large heaving breasts that are that are pushing out
fake?
Of her.
Fake or real?
Hard to tell. They were heaving. Mm. I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
Heaving.
Proportionate or?
Oh, proportionate, yeah. She was an attractive
big lady.
An attractive lady. No. She's attractive. Curvy.
Oh.
All right.
So they might
Short hair. I mean, like, she could have been on a TV show, and like, you want to be like, why is she on TV? She's an attractive older woman.
Okay.
And she's working out hard. And when I chuckle, she kind of catches eye contact in the mirror, because we're all facing the mirror, right? So I'm like, ah, shit, here we go again. For those of you who might not remember, I was listening to our own show probably about a year ago, and this
that
horrible,
would be the worst one to have.
Way more embarrassing.
Yeah. I just listened to myself, and I said something funny, and
really
now
funny.
I'm laughing at what I said.
Actually, I was laughing because I knew what I was about to say.
No,
it was really funny.
When I listen to our show.
When I'm depressed, I go home, and I look in the mirror, and I give myself advice, and I take it, and then I thank myself.
When I listen to our show, it's always 3 months behind, and I have no idea what's coming next. Usually. And it gets me out of my depression sometimes. And
that's
it's not me
good.
That I'm laughing. It's you guys.
That's pretty good.
Sometimes.
I only laugh at my parts.
Sometimes it's me. Anyways, I should never admit that I
we all
show.
Do. If I listened, I guess I would. We all only laugh.
I was actually in a big podcast meeting today with a bunch of podcast producers
sounds
and
horrible.
Talent and stuff. It was.
Yeah.
And they're going around, and they're asking like what people are listening
to
lately.
I was meeting for socks.
And they hit me first. And I, without thinking, I'm like, Bill Burr in the After Disaster.
Oh, good move.
And they're like, you listen to your own show? I'm like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that out loud.
Hey,
so these industry bigwigs knew about your own show, huh?
I want to find out. I want to find out if these industry bigwigs are anything like the Improv, which is just totally clueless as to the world of comedy, even though it's the world's premier
We're
comedy
relying
club chain.
On masterminds like myself.
Mm.
All right.
Did anyone at that meeting for podcasts attend the LA Podcast Festival last weekend?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, okay. I did not. But people there did.
We didn't get invited. So
we're eating candy corn. Candy corn also coming in the coffins for those of you who purchased.
Friends and with the person that invented that.
Someone's listening to this right now. And they're like, shit, there's coffins. And you're behind. Yeah, there's still one left. I think it ends tomorrow.
There's this one.
You get one for 40 or two for 60. That's the deal. I know it sounds absurd, but after
three for 400.
All the goddamn work that went into it.
I think it's amazing that you picked the right amount of coffins.
Well, Mike, it would have just sold regardless.
I don't know why there's still one left, unless we just found our ceiling.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. If
I don't think we really found
it. It's kind of depressing.
We have 19 listeners.
But like, I think eBay is doing something weird because it says selling zero. I have nothing left to sell. Anyways, back to...
maybe it's sold.
So about a year ago, I was listening to our own podcast, and Mike was actually telling the joke about the Jewish guy buying elephants, and I found myself laughing out loud. And there was this horrible, horrible... semi-obese bitch with, and I hate to use that term, but she was massive, and she had her hair up, her dread-like.
You probably didn't need to say semi.
Hair up in like some kind of crow's nest atop her head, and on the sides of her head was shaved the word crew.
For real?
Okay, yeah.
Ooh.
And she saw me laughing, and we caught eye contact, and she thought I was laughing at her, and she gave me a withering look and stormed off, and it was really embarrassing. Anyways, here's a new incident, all right? A year later, chuckling at old Billy Redface, and I'm trying to do my... my concentration curls over there, Ty. You know what that's all about,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
And
isolate your bicep.
Catch eye contact with this.
I don't know what it's about, but
with this this attractive older woman who kind of like, God knows what she thought. You know, if she had low self esteem, she's thinking I'm laughing at her body. I don't know. So and then I'm like, I look away. I'm like, ah, that was uncomfortable because she thinks I'm laughing at her now. And then I notice there's this guy doing a kind of chest thing to the left of me, and he's probably in his mid 40s, and I hate him because. He's wearing like neon green like track shoes,
yeah,
and some kind of green like matching like gloves, and he's wearing sunglasses.
Mm. Nice.
And we kind of he and I kind of catch.
Was it bright in the gym?
So I try and ignore, and I just try and you know I think all right I got away with one there.
Any buses coming through there? So you wanted them to see him?
About 2 minutes goes by, right? And I realize he's taking one of his earbuds out, and he's talking to this woman now who's across. So I'm in between them. He's talking to her, and he's like motioning to me. And I'm like, oh, no. So I take out old Billy Redface. I'm like, quiet down for a second. I take out one of my earbuds, and I hear him, and he's angry. And he's saying, you believe how offensive it is? This guy comes in here right after he has a smoke? Yeah, that's really offensive, man. You shouldn't come in here after you're smoking. It's really upsetting.
He was
everybody.
Really talking to you?
Talking to me about me.
Now, how did he know you were smoking?
I smelled like smoke. And he's like trying to make some kind of joke about my skeleton hoodie. He's like, that's why your lungs look like that, man. He's like, you know what I'm saying, Jody? He was talking to the chick.
Your lungs look like bones?
You can see the lungs a little. I don't know. He's trying to make some kind of like joke. And he's pissed, right? So then he puts his earphones back in. And I'm looking at the girl. I'm like, is he being serious? She's like, I don't know. She kind of rolls her eyes. And I said, I think it might be. And I do the whole explanation thing because I'm Mr. Explanation.
Yeah.
I can't just let things roll. I'm like, I think it might be because he saw me laughing earlier and he thought that I was either laughing at him or you. And I don't listen to music. I listen to funny podcasts, and that's what was happening. And she's like, don't worry about it. It's okay. She was cool, right? She seemed like she had confidence underneath her.
Mm-hmm.
She was sore.
But he knew her name.
Yeah.
He knew it was Jody.
So I'm angry now. So I just kind of try and pass it off, but I'm angry, right? So I move on, and I wish that I had said something, but I was just so kind of taken aback. Plus, I was in the middle of
a build. You started smoking while doing your concentration curls.
So needless to say, I'm staring at him from across. Now I've moved to the other side of the gym, and I still see him, and he's hard to miss, right?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know what? I'm not going to say anything. You're a 40-year-old man. Just let it go. But I'm pissed. I'm like, all right, well, you know what? If you're within the vicinity, if it's convenient.
The opportunity presents itself, you got to bring it up.
Luckily for me, 5 minutes later, in the vicinity, we're both crossing the gym at the same time, and we're passing. And I stop him, put the hand up, and I stop him, take out Billy Burr out of my earbuds, and I have him do the same. I'm like, hey, just want to let you know. And I notice that his gum is neon green, too. It fucking matches. It matches the shoes and his gloves. I hate this guy.
We got to find this fucking guy and hit him with an aluminum baseball bat.
So here's my big good comeback. And I kept really calm and collective and jovial about this, like, when I insulted him.
The jerk store called.
Didn't use any foul language. I just said, hey, you know what? I was thinking, if you weren't wearing your sunglasses inside, you wouldn't have such an acute sense of smell. You wouldn't be relying on the smell, and you wouldn't notice my
scent
of smoke.
That's pretty
good. It's far too intelligent.
And he's like, no, I always have a very, very sensitive smell.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, you didn't smell my sarcasm, so go fuck yourself, you cocksucker.
So I just keep walking away. I'm like, yeah, the neon grum guy, neon everything guy. I'm like, all right, well, at least I, got a little jab in there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So I go over to another machine. He comes moseying over.
Yeah.
Now he wants more.
Guy is in mid-40s. Maybe late 40s. Good shape, but he's wearing his Oakley sunglasses inside.
Yeah, he leans down and whispers, you want me to suck your cock?
He comes over, and he tells me that his dad died at 44 from smoking, and his sister still smokes. And it turned out that the guy was not a total dick, actually. That might be hard to explain, but we ended up talking for a good 5 minutes.
And he's coming in.
And
are you sure she didn't die from butting into someone else's business?
I'm gonna, every time I try and quit, I'm thinking of people like that because it is embarrassing. I don't want to be the guy that walks in and just like, oh, Christ, smoker,
you
man.
Should get him a card thanking him for his concern and make sure it's a bright neon envelope. get a card, spray paint it neon green, and put, I saw this and thought of you.
You know, he wasn't even with that chick, by the way. He left independently.
Of course he wasn't, yeah.
He just knows her from the gym or something, I guess.
He's probably hit on her before, and he's like, maybe she likes bright orange neon shorts. I don't know. Are those shorts made like that so you don't get hit by a bus?
Yeah, no.
You have balls, by the way, stopping that guy.
I had to.
Yeah, but I don't know what I would have done. I think I would have just been like, oh, fuck.
Because I was so taken aback when it first happened. I was kind of, not really shaking. I was already, working out. But I was like, I definitely had the flight or fight thing going. It's just so instantaneous. It's so strange how that just kind of creeps up on you no matter what you do.
Well, you
kind of
got to do something because that's your gym. And you're going to go back there. And you don't want to be the guy that didn't say something.
Let's turn off our phones. We're trying to do the program.
But I don't appreciate that guy. I mean, I do understand if he's in the gym and you smell like smoke, that would be troubling.
Yeah,
I do get that.
But keep it to yourself. Like I'm upset with people all the time in the gym, but I don't talk to them. It was because of the laugh. I think that he saw me laughing and he thought that
it probably was. Which is such an odd thing because you've got earbuds in. Who's to say what you're listening to?
Yeah.
You know?
I wasn't.
Maybe you thought you were listening to like a pro smoking podcast.
Have you guys tried the new cool menthol Winston lights?
But he was really cool.
Review Marlboro Reds cigarettes. Even non-smokers have tried.
He's like, I just hate to see people. You look like you're in pretty decent shape, and I just hate to see you throw. My dad died a horrible death at 44. Man, I'm like, all right, this conversation is gonna stick with me. Next time I quit.
You should have went. How did your dad die? And he's like, man, motorcycle accident.
He was trying to light a cigarette and he wasn't paying
attention. In the wind. In the wind.
All right.
Are you familiar with that celebrity photographer whose name I can't remember? Terry Richardson, is that his name? Who is like a sexually harassing photographer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't until today when I saw the article on Facebook and I was reading about the stuff he does. I don't know if it's true or not, but it was a real article and his assistants were quoted, how he'll, when he's shooting someone, he'll take out his dick and just let it hang there while he's taking their picture and stuff and want them to jerk him off and suck his dick. And a lot of girls do. And a lot of models have come forward and said, yeah.
But he doesn't take pictures of that.
He does.
Well, he's just a porn guy.
No, he just did the Miley Cyrus shoot, and that's why there was controversy about it.
That's why she was naked?
But he's done a lot, but they...
He did Kate Upton, too.
A guy I know came to his defense, publicly, and said, everyone knows what this guy... He's just kind of a creepy, he's into chicks, and that's how he gets them, and it's not a big surprise, and the guy's got books in the Tashin store, and he's famous, and, you guys acting like you're all shocked by this. every girl that goes, every girl that goes to him knows he's going to hit on them.
So what you're saying is that photographers are allowed to behave in this fashion?
No, I just had never heard. I had never heard of him, and he's done a lot of big work with a lot of super famous like celebrities and stuff. And I didn't know that people were fully aware of this guy exists, and he's going to try to have sex with you when he shoots you.
Oh, so you're talking about potential clients, future clients of his? Wouldn't it be great if he ended up suing Michael? For defamation?
Defamation, yeah.
He's like, I couldn't get a client after he spoke poorly of me on that After Disaster program. They were all afraid
the tastemakers.
Well, I don't know. I didn't know who he was until I heard that. And so a friend of mine was telling me about him.
If we have guests on Loveline that are a little uptight, Drew usually whips his cock out.
Oh, my God.
You have to.
It loosens people up.
Yeah. Absolutely loosens it up.
It's Radio 101. That's first day. You figure out how far to put the mic from your mouth.
Hey, I was looking at your pants, and they look a little hard to get off fast.
It's a great sound. Do that on the mic again.
Yeah, that is a good sound.
I think it wasn't as good that time.
Those are the magic markers that when you click them together like Legos, and then you unclick them. Oh, that sounds good.
Have you guys heard a rumor that...
Mike, I'm trying to do something here.
By the way, Tyler has to be in here because they're having some massive guitar signing session in there with Chester and... what's his name from STP? Dalia?
Stone Temple or Pilot?
Oh, yeah, STP. Stone Temple. I don't know. There's another guy from Stone Temple.
The speakers aren't on in there, are they?
I would hope not. You never know though with Rune. Rune's in there and he fiddles with things. Wouldn't be shocked if the TriCaster was into their ears.
I'll just keep my trap shut then about how I don't think it's really a band once the singer's gone.
Oh my God.
I agree, 100%. But what if you like trade out for like a really good singer?
Like Van Hagar?
No, that's not a good example.
That's a horrible example. Yeah.
If anyone's
like the Hagar ears, you just go away, please.
Hey, real quick, we'll get off the coffins, but I was thinking about it, and actually I was really mad at Mike earlier tonight because we were trying to finish these coffins out. I should have already sent them off, but these guys...
Oh, that was a good one.
Some of them hadn't been touched by either one of these guys. I had to at least get their signatures on all of them. I kind of took on this project, and the wife is not happy. Mm-hmm. But point is, came in here, and Mike is just like startled, and he has this I'm going to be sick look on his face as he's looking at the coffins and the boxes ready to go, and he says I'm going to go to the bank, and he's 100% serious, he says I'm going to go to the bank real quick and just to get like a bunch of fives.
I was thinking like looking at my trunk and going to like to the store to buy something, like get little presents that would fit in there.
It's a weird thing to put in there. They're presents. It's chock full of presents. Each box has at least two, sometimes three things.
Presents.
Yeah. Oh, as well as the candy that's inside each coffin.
Yeah. Yeah, free candy.
So here's the way that I explain it to Mike. It's like, you know, After Disaster here, you know, if you like what we're serving, we get the rounds of drinks pretty much every week. We get a round of drinks. And we gave you guys an opportunity to buy us a round of drinks. You know what I'm saying? You guys got the drinks this week.
Yeah.
And the drinks are coffins. And we don't get them. We're just buying you the drinks, or you're buying yourself the drinks. And We're sending you the drink. Yeah, we're sending you the wooden drink. It's not very quenching. Ooh. Speaking of quenching, Life of Pi, if you like the movie, the book holds up. I know it's usually the opposite, but that book, really fucking good.
I heard.
However, my favorite part in the movie is not in the book, which is rare. It's very rare.
What is that part?
When Richard Parker is in the water.
Richard Parker.
And he lets him back
He
on
was
the
my good friend,
That's
Richard
not in the
Parker.
Book.
Not in the book.
That is a good part in the movie,
It makes sense, though, because they draw it much more farther out in the book as to why he keeps Richard Parker alive. But in the movie, they had to do it quick. You know, they had to get to it that he decided to keep Richard Parker alive when he had an opportunity to let him die. Yeah.
They should...
Gravity.
I'm not going to say that. What I was going to say.
Oh, my God. I almost died.
And?
Oh, my God, guys. I almost fucking died.
Like right now?
No. All right, this is the last thing I have to say because I got to go in there and facilitate. Shit. All right. Riding the bike. I know. I'm going to the gym.
The gym again?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I try and go once a day. So I'm riding the bike, and it was a nice day out. I realized it could, you know, be cold and windy and not bike weather very, very much longer. So riding the bike down Victory Boulevard, if you must know. It's a major boulevard out here in the valley. And tooling along on my girl's bike because that's what I have. It's a lady's bike with flowers on it.
Yeah, when I house sat for Anderson that one time
for a couple days.
No, he's like, oh, you could ride the bike down. I was like, nah, I'm not riding
it. It's a
bike.
Nice bike.
It's a
drove my bike. drove my car.
It's a good bike.
Probably.
It's a nice ride.
Yeah, for an 8-year-old girl.
Logically, it doesn't make sense that a girl's bike would be a good bike because that not having that crossbar there for support is very much against
It's for their dresses.
Physics. I got it because it's easy to get on.
I know. No,
and
I know.
Was thinking that Jillian would use it, and then I would get my own bike, and we'd each have a bike.
Yeah. Easy to get on?
Gate. Well,
it is easy to get on.
Yeah.
It's not that much easier than a normal bike.
All right. Hey, I just thought of an idea.
I don't
for
know
a bike.
Why I bought it. I have no idea why.
How about this? Like a little for an old person, it's got the crossbar, but it swings open like a little gate.
Isn't it opposite on, though?
Close the gate.
And I'm sure bike people. Oh, that would be pretty cool. I would like that.
It should be the electric bike that I'm going to buy. Is a folding bike and it folds in the middle.
I'm sure the bike people.
The end of the sentence?
Yeah, you never know with Mike.
That's the end of it.
The boys' bikes are right there, right above your gum, as Chester Bennington just referred to his balls.
But,
yeah, my gums hurts. My gum hurts. I'm like, what? He's like, my balls. That's what I call gum.
Why do they hurt?
No, it's called dirty gum.
My balls gum.
You're the skin around your balls.
But if you're a dude, you don't want that bar right there, right? And if you're a lady,
no,
it doesn't matter.
Don't. Yeah.
If you're a lady,
I want the bar there because then it looks like I have a boy bike.
Yeah, I want the bar there too.
All right.
And it's like,
future,
and it's like your dong.
Have some sort of a Star Trek like beam there to make it look like it's there, but it's not really there.
So I'm listening to
just walk through it.
Pandora, grooving out to a Queen, as it were, because
which one?
I'm
which
listening.
Song?
Fat Bottom Buffalo Butts.
No, the song I can't stop listening to right now. I'm having a good time. I'm having a good time.
To blow your mind.
Nope, it's not it. I'm having a good time. I'm 200 Fahrenheit, 200 degrees Fahrenheit, or they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. That song.
That's a nice song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
They're all good songs.
So I'm riding my bike and I'm listening because I'm listening to Pandora's Hedwig channel. Yeah. Hedwig and the Angry. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Drew's on
Hedwig.
The sound effects. Watch out.
Uh-oh, Drew. You're going to ruin my story. He doesn't know how to work my board at all. Mm-hmm.
Drew's broadcasting us to 35 affiliates right now.
Look, he's going to try and talk now. Let's see if he can figure this part out.
I can't figure out this board. It's madness.
Who's smarter than that? How about that?
Hey,
how
buddy.
Hey, what's happening?
How secretly knows how to do it.
I know how to do this stuff.
Hey, want to buy a coffin? A mini coffin for Halloween?
I'm so impressed with your sales.
That we sold them all?
It's stupendous to me.
There's one left.
They are kind of cool.
Two of them cost about $90 to ship because they're going to Singapore.
What the F?
No, it was $33 to ship. Somebody bought one in Singapore.
What are you doing with your leg?
I have it up, Drew. I have it up.
Why?
He has it up, Drew.
Because that's the way I like to lounge. What's the problem? I got my leg up on the...
Leg up.
Dick out, leg up. That's how you do radio.
Yeah. I'm telling a story about how I almost died since last week, Drew.
How come I can't get the sound effects to
work? You're a doctor, not a sound engineer.
What the hell? See, oh, I know why.
Damn it, Jim, I'm
careful,
a doctor.
Careful of our ears, Drew. Careful, Drew.
And I got a bad feeling about this.
Incredibly distracting. I'm going to do this on the next Mike and Dr. Drew podcast.
That was
a Tyler level.
That was really wild.
And you know what? It was actually apropos because you brought the show to a screeching
I'm
fucking
Emily
halt.
I'm from Sex with Emily.
Okay, let's
this
turn
is awesome.
Sex
this is the
Emily
best.
Up.
All right, how'd you die?
All right, so, Drew, you're worse than Mike Catherine.
So awesome.
I'm riding my bike, soaring down the street, right? Very fast, listening to Queen. And there's construction up ahead, right?
Drew, sound effect, hammer.
And the entire right lane is coned off. But it's
unacceptable,
car, right? Because they're doing some construction up there. So I'm in that lane, cruising.
Unacceptable.
Drew, I'm cruising at full speed, all right?
What if he plays the bad one?
And
what's the bad one?
There's a one that has the N-word that you shouldn't ever play. Yeah.
What number is it?
I don't know. I don't go
Please
by
tell me.
I don't go by numbers.
What part of the board is it on?
Drew, you're breathing your noxious fumes into my microphone.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying not to.
Sound like
not
hell.
Doing a good job.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. So I'm like riding my bike, and they're doing, you know, and I'm in my own Queen world. I'm not really paying attention to what's going on. I'm just rolling.
Aren't we all in our own Queen world?
This is Queen world.
Welcome to Queen world.
And there's construction going on, and they have one of those things, well, those weird things where they're like up on the platform, like the machine itself, like the wheels aren't doing it. Like they got the tripod thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they have some
lunar lander.
Yeah.
So I'm noticing that out of the corner of my eye, and I'm riding, I'm looking around, and I look up at in front of me.
Oh my God! That was
fuck, Drew. I'm trying to tell a very, very good story.
It's riveting.
But I look up at the very last second. Guys, I swear to God, it was the last second. I opened
trenches. You grew up in like a...
Drew, that's you. An open trench, like one of those massive open trenches with like six feet down because like they were doing the pipes. Last goddamn second, I look up. It's right in front of me.
Did you bother to go to the gym after that?
I bunny hopped over it. I didn't even know I could bunny hop. I bunny hopped. Like, I just raised up the wheel, the back wheel.
Were you so frightened you had to stop?
No, I just kept going. The adrenaline made me go faster after that. But I looked down, and I would have just gone headfirst into that fucking
you
thing.
Should,
it was a
like
good
3 feet.
You should have gone back and videotaped that
a good
hole.
2-3 feet
Yeah, you
across.
Should have videotaped
Did
that.
You feel
I was
like
so
E.T.?
Terrified. I could hear the construction guys go, oh! Plus, I'm on my girl's bike. It doesn't have streamers.
Everyone in traffic was probably like, fuck yeah, that guy's awesome.
Guys, if I looked up
That's
like
horrifying. That
half
been the
a
best.
Second later, I would have headfirst, and I would have necessarily die, but I would have fucked myself up really, really good.
That would have been, I would have been a slightly embarrassing way to go.
That would have been very bad.
You would have been in a coffin before we sent out our coffins.
They would have never been shipped.
That'd be great if I had the coffins with me. I was thinking about going to Michael's and buying some more. That'd be great if I was rolling back with them.
Construction guys steal them.
Guys, it was, but by the time I got to the gym, like, I had forgotten all about it, and I almost forgot to even tell you guys about it. But
apparently.
It's a good one.
Wow. Hey, Mike. Tyler. Drew.
Yeah.
It's cold in the night, huh? Why don't you hit the music in there?
Which one? Where?
That Drew, what do you got going on? What's going on with you?
As far as what?
I don't know. What's inside
I'm
your
sick,
mouth?
I'm tired.
What's in your mouth right now?
Mike brought in some chocolate chip cookies. Mm. I'm still...
Hi, Michael.
They're waving at you from in there, Mike.
Hi, Michael.
I'm still fucked up from this surgery. I'm still not right.
Such a pussy, Drew. Is that what happens? They take your prostate and you become less of a man? Is that how it works?
I guess that's what's happening here. Something's not right.
Did they take the entire prostate or part of it?
Whole thing. Every inch, every
Remember
molecule.
Remember when it was on the what Mike is, and Dr. Drew podcast that I was asking Mike, I said, hey.
What is the prostate?
No, what is it for?
Making semen. And
how big is it?
About the size of a lemon.
But if it's so Drew's, it's grapefruit.
Do the other organs move over now?
I always wonder what goes on when you leave it behind, how it fills in. But I imagine your body just adjusts.
So on the Mike and Drew podcast, I was suggesting that you, because you know it's always a war against cancer, a battle against
prostate.
Yeah.
I hate that. Yeah.
But you committed full genocide on that prostate. Right?
I just hate that whole idea. Oh, I'm battling it.
I sat
for two years and waited. I waited.
But
what
before
I did.
The genocide occurred. And then I heard on Bill Burr's podcast, he used the exact same analogy. I'm like, oh, shit, I know at least one person heard both and thought that I was just ripping off Bill. And I swear to God, I wasn't.
It's probably the guy from the gym.
Possibly. Mm.
What was the gym story about? I didn't quite get
it. I smelled like smoke, and a guy kind of yelled at me for smelling like smoke in a gym. And he was serious. And
so then Anderson decided to confront the guy about it after that.
I confronted him. He was wearing sunglasses inside, Drew.
Well, he's high.
And I said, maybe if you weren't wearing sunglasses, your sense of smell wouldn't be so goddamn spot
he's high,
on.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't high. He was like a 50-year-old man.
He's high. He's clearly high.
You're smoking at the gym. He's high at the
gym. I'm not smoking at the gym. But I remember back in the day, people smoking at the gym. Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Smoke with dumbbells in
George
your hand,
Hamilton's
right?
son got off a spinning machine next to me and went outside to smoke during a spinning class.
I used to do that all
like
the time.
Like stood at the window smoking and then came back in and got back on the machine.
Did you hear about that lady that walked out of her hospital room and was found dead 17 days later?
Yes, in the stairwell.
In the stairwell.
What?
And, yeah. This
oh,
is
she's
what,
smoking in the stairwell?
Well,
oh, no.
Staff does that all the time. And they disable the emergency thing.
Right.
Then go out onto the balcony and smoke. And this woman was fucked up and confused and walked out there. And
you know, one of the only interesting things in that movie, Flight, with Denzel Washington, actually was in the stairwell at a hospital with the smokers. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
What about the woman that was found in the water tank downtown? Like,
oh, that Asian lady.
And then they were like, there's no way she could have got up there and climbed into that tank and that little teeny hatch. And then it turned out there was no foul play. She did.
But here's the best part about that story is for like a full week, maybe 2 weeks, people
were drinking tap water.
People were drinking the tap water,
showering
with their particles.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Disintegrating body parts.
Mike just threw up.
But remember the footage of her getting in the elevator when they were showing that she was clearly under the influence or something because she was hiding and stuff?
I've been drunk enough where I'm like, hey, I want to be inside the water.
Are you kidding
me? Like, they don't have a jacuzzi at this fucking place. I'm going to make my own.
No, that's when he's doing math and he gets very paranoid and stuff.
Drew, I'm not paranoid.
I have absolutely been drunk.
I just want a jacuzzi.
I've been drunk where by myself I pulled over and got in fountains, like walked in a fountain. Like,
guys, I have rats in my garage. Mm. And I actually got to the point where I had to have an exterminator come out.
All rats got to suck.
And he played a flute?
And he put traps around. I don't know. I had some kind of fantasy that... I had a few drinks last night, and I went around and I undid all the traps because I didn't want them to
die. Oh, my God.
That's a good... You shouldn't have to pay the bill now, right? Logically.
Did they use the sticky ones or the snappy ones?
He says he never uses the sticky ones because I'm like, yeah, because like I've heard stories where they leave a leg behind. They'll gnaw off their own leg. And he's like, yeah, well, much worse than that. They'll actually rip apart their like the middle of their body, and you just find their back half. And they crawl off and die somewhere.
I found one... had made its way all the way through our house and up some stairs and back down the back stairs.
With the sticky thing?
Yeah, there was shit everywhere. It was all broken apart and everything. It was just, like,
did you just move houses?
Why don't you guys just get those rat traps that are like a little box and they go in and they
can't
come out?
Those are $75 bucks a month. That's why.
They don't work.
I got the $200 deal where he puts the traps down that I could buy down the street for like, you know, $20. And he put peanut butter on his bait, and then I went around drunk and undid all of them so that no rats got... I'm like, I can't live in a house where little small cute creatures are just being slaughtered.
There is no racial bigotry.
What are you
going
to do then?
It's true.
Keep drinking, Anderson.
I don't know.
Why is he upset now? Is he mad about something?
Yeah, he's going to come talk to you.
Where is the music?
I couldn't explain.
Anderson. I mean, Tyler. You know how to do it, so
hit
tell me.
CD 4.
Where is that?
It's on the board. CD 4. Or CD 3, whichever one is up. There it is! Hey!
Nice. Nailed it.
All right, everybody, thank you for listening. I hope you guys are happy with your casket purchases. I don't know how that's possible, but...
Post a picture of your casket in a weird place. Put it on your desk, your cubicle. Just give me weird questions you get about your horrible...
And videotape it, and then edit those videos down and send it to us.
Jesus, that was loud.
That's pretty loud.
Thanks, Anderson.
Engineered by... We should put... Can you put engineered by Dr. Drew Pinsky on this podcast?
I will. I like him on the drops.
Yeah.
We should give him the full-time invite to be our board monkey.
2 months in, he's still coming in. We'll be like, oh, shit. We gotta fire Dr. Drew.
All right. He'll eventually work his way into this room like it's taken me 3 years to do.
Good night. I'm gonna go home and try to not be sick.
I didn't get to tell you guys about my my movie idea for us.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hit us.
Okay. It was brought about by the us selling our stupid merch. Mm-hmm. And the idea is, so like we you know, we have dumb things like this that people can buy for, you know, $20, whatever.
Round of drinks.
But then there's the ultimate prize package, which is $5,000.
Our souls?
$5,000, and we come and we do a live show at your house. And then someone actually, like, after, it's up for a few years, and then someone actually, we're like, hey, someone actually bought it. No, it didn't. Yeah, someone actually bought it. So then we're like, oh, we'll, like, make a documentary. We'll, like, film ourselves going on the road trip
to the
person's show.
But we break up.
No.
We have to reunite for that live show.
And then we go to the person's show, and it's like that, it's like that movie with the crazy lady saves her favorite author. What's that movie?
Misery.
Yeah. So, like, the first half is, like, fun buddy documentary, road trip documentary. But then we're held captive by our crazy listener.
As long as I don't get my penis.
And the end of the movie is just a black screen with us doing a podcast as we're tortured and killed. The end.
I like it. That's fantastic. It sounds like it's already been done before. What's up, Drew?
Yeah, but it hasn't been done with us.
We are. We're done. We talk through the music and then we do 20 minutes once the song's over. Yeah, go back to your mic. Yeah.
Drew's got some pep in his step on the after disaster. I like it.
Whenever there's a guest, Drew likes to be busy.
You're right.
I would too.
Yeah. Same with me.
Yeah.
Like, if there's no guest in there, like, I have nothing to do. I'm talking to Ann.
Look at the television.
There's a guest. It's like I have so much shit
I like to pretend
do.
I'm Tyler.
Yeah. How's that?
We
just want to sit at this desk and drop nasty things on you guys.
On Sunday morning, you go to church.
Drop nasty things on me.
Hey, my local church was giving away free pancakes from 10 to noon, and I wanted to go just for stories at least. Yeah. And the wife gave me a guilt.
Those aren't pancakes.
Yeah.
She's like, you can't do that.
That's good.
What are you guys supposed to be talking about?
You, Drew.
See, after disaster. Don't talk about anything.
Those little things aren't pancakes. That's communion.
Tyler, I like your movie idea. The giant wafers. Is that what the pancakes? I like your idea, but it feels like it's just misery.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say it was original.
Okay.
Most movies.
Drew, that is not acceptable.
But most aren't original, so you know.
Plus
it'd be us making it, so it'd be great.
What?
And Kathy Bates wouldn't be in it, so it'd be even better.
She could be in it.
Do we get hobbled
at the end? We need to keep talking.
Sure.
True.
Miracle.
Miracle.
How'd you do that?
Miracles.
That's right.
Plot twist.
If magic is all we've ever known, then it's easy to miss what really goes on. But I've seen miracles in every way, and I see miracles every day.
Okay, I'm done.
Is that a
pull it down?
Plot twist.
Insane clown.
It's Reggie who spent the $5,000.
Do you remember taking that picture of me with those guys?
Yeah,
that's the best picture ever.
Do you know I went down to see him at the Grove in Orange County, and I was too much of a puss to go inside, but I set my camera up on the walkway as people exited. And I asked the police. I said, "Is this cool that I put my camera on the sidewalk?" He goes, "You can do whatever you want, but I'm not going to come over here and help you."
When they
I was like, really? And he goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "You can do whatever you want. This is private property." But he goes, "I'm not going to come over here when they come out of here, and I wouldn't do it if I were you." And I freaked out and I moved.
What were they going to do to you?
I put my camera in the middle of the sidewalk as the Grove
so what?
Exits out.
They would just take the
they
camera.
They would probably do nothing, but I thought it'd be
beat
great
him
footage.
With the tripod.
Who knows how many people are going to spit on the lens and how many people are going to just
miracles.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, Drew, you
if magic
down,
is,
you got to pull it down a little
so
bit.
So I hid behind
there's
a wall
levels.
Like a little puss.
Got to learn.
Pointing
I
my
hold,
camera.
So listen. I would just this next lyrics are genius. Genius, I tell you.
In miracles.
That's right. If magic is all we've ever known, then it's easy to miss what really goes on. But I've seen miracles in every way, and I see miracles every day.
There you go.
Do you remember when we used to listen to that song
over and
12
over.
Times yes. a night?
The first time I ever heard that song, it was the fake SNL version. It was the parody before I even heard the actual song. I'm like, that's the most random song that I've ever heard.
I thought
they just made up some kind of goofy thing.
Yeah, same
thing. I had never heard that band until I met them here with you guys that night. When I drove home, I listened to that CD for an hour straight, nonstop, and I was obsessed with it for the hour home. Keep in mind,
you were high.
We also drank a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Yeah, true.
Keep that in mind. But, and driving on that.
No.
Bottle of JD.
He had a driver that night.
True.
His name is Keith.
He's throwing me
so much this enhances your show.
I just remember I was obsessed with that album when I was kind of drunk in the car.
The show is unlistenable. All right, I gotta go.
Why? You said that three times.
I know, but
20
I really gotta go.
Why? You got five more
we could just open Love Line.
Yeah.
All right.
That's nice.
All right, everybody. God be with you. You know, I really do have to like work on an actual
I know.
Fake
Sucks
show.
To be you.
Yeah. Hey, Film Vault is going to be a good one tonight. Top five alien movies. We've never done that before. Mm. Alien movies.
Have you never done alien
movies? I don't know. Never had them.
Alien has to be number one.
Have you heard of a movie called Grabbers?
Alien Gonzalez story?
No.
Is that one?
Grabbers is the one movie that I finally talked about last week. I've been waiting for it. It's not available on Netflix or anything.
Alien.
But if you don't listen to Film Vault, this is such a great idea for a movie. All right, it's an little island off of Ireland, right? And aliens come, and the residents in this little small town in Ireland realize soon that the only defense against the aliens is that they're allergic to alcohol. So the entire town has to get wasted, hammered to protect themselves. Right?
It's a miracle.
Good night.
Every day, oceans spanning beyond my sight, and a million stars way above them at night. You don't have to be high to look in the sky and know that's a miracle. Open wide. Look at the mountains, trees, the seven seas, and everything chilling underwater. Please, hot lava, snow, rain, and fog. Long neck giraffes and pet cats and dogs. And I've seen 85,000 people all in one room together as equal. Pure magic is the birth of my kids. I seen shit that'll shock your eyelids. The sun and the moon and even Mars. The Milky Way of fucking shooting stars. U.S.